Find your new home in Marysville at Cook's Point or Kenmore Place. Two amazing, ardent communities now offering free rent for 2 months. Choose from spacious apartments with luxury touches like walk-in closets, modern kitchens, and private patios or balconies. Plus, you'll love the community perks like a 24-hour fitness center, resort-style swimming pool, and beautifully landscaped grounds. Move in today and live rent-free for 2 months. To schedule a tour or get more info on rent specials, call or visit ardentcommunities.com.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast frequently lately, you will know that we got a delivery of some Opinions Matter merchandise. And we have Opinions Matter coffee mugs, which are in hot demand. And we've been giving them away very regularly on the programme, on the podcast. And all you have to do is listen out for our silly question, and we will have another one for you a little bit later on. It's the only way to get one of these at this moment in time. So keep listening to this episode and find out how you can win yourself an Opinions Matter coffee mug, travel mug, call it what you will. But every day we pick a winner. Today is no exception. Let's ring that winner.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Sharon, please?
This is Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Not a butter. How are you?
Good. I'm great, thanks. Sharon, you entered our competition over the weekend where we're giving away an Opinions Matter travel mug. Is that right?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the answer to the question that we asked on the last episode?
Jeremy Kyle
is the right answer. Well done. Well, you have just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, and we'll get it in the post to you today. Where do you live?
In Rathangan, County Kildare.
Oh, Rathangan in County Kildare. Believe it or not, that was the very first place I ever went on a holiday with my friends when I was a teenager.
Okay.
Back in the day. All right. Well, look, we will get that in the post to you today. So if you stay on the line for 1 second, I'll get all your details.
Lovely. Thank you. Thanks, Adrian. Bye-bye.
So there you are. That's the latest winner of our travel mug from Rathangan in County Kildare. So well done. Keep listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. At the end of the episode, you will find another question for another chance to win a travel mug. Now, have a listen to this message that we got from a guy called Damien.
Before we read a Damo's message, can we ask a question? Because we very rarely do this, but this is one of these topics that I just don't know how people feel about this. I have a very strong opinion on it, and I'll give it to you in a second. Myself and Adrian today did not discuss each other's opinions beforehand, so I don't know what his opinion is on this, and he doesn't know what mine is, because we've never actually discussed this before. But a very simple yes-no as we're recording this podcast for people watching us on Facebook. A very easy yes or no in the comments. Just type yes or no, and here is the question. So what is the amount per month that he's been...
€85 per week per child. So 170 a week he's to pay.
Yeah, so that's 740, isn't that what we worked
at? Yeah, 740 a month, yeah.
Is €740 for two kids under the age of 10, yeah, is €740 a month in child support too much? Yes or no? So the story Adrian's about to bring in is about Damo. Damo is paying nearly €800 a month.
Well, it's not nearly €800. It's closer to €700. 740. So it's closer to 700 than it is 800.
I would say 800.
So it's not 800.
Okay. Damo is paying over 700 quid in child support for two children under the age of 10. These aren't teenagers, okay? So they're not teenagers who are going on mad school trips and need the best of runners and Nike gear and all that. €740. Is that too much maintenance for two children?
Let me read Damo's message, and here's what he said. I'd love you to talk about this. He says, me and my ex went to court 2 months ago, and the court ordered me to pay support of €740 a month. My girls are aged 6 and 8, so €740 a month is €170 a week. which is €85 a week per child. That's what we've worked it out at. Anyway, the judge knew well that we both earn the same sort of wage. She actually earns a bit more than me. I have them every weekend and I pay for anything that they need at the weekend, but there's no way she should be getting €740 a month. That money could be going on anything. I'm happy to pay for my girls, but her solicitor stung me big time. And that's from a guy called Damo. So the question that we're asking you today is €85 a week per child too much, or is it just about right? Because Damo believes he's being absolutely ripped off. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Is €85 per week per child too much for a court to be ordering this dad to pay $170 a week for his two kids?
Now, just remember as well, they don't have 50-50 custody. He only has the kids. By the way, his original message is a lot longer and it goes into a lot more details, but to protect, because anytime there's kids and family law courts, you have to be very careful. So we do know what he does for a living. He didn't tell us what he earns. We know what she does for a living as well. He's in a relatively...
They're both in okay jobs.
They're both in okay... No, they're not millionaires or anything like that.
No, they're both in decent enough jobs.
Okay, here is my opinion on this. I think that is an okay amount of money to pay for maintenance, Providing he is given receipts for what that money goes on.
Would you get a grip?
I think that is very, very... I've thought about this since he messaged us this morning. I've thought about this. And I think he should be entitled to receipts.
Receipts for what?
To see what the money has gone on.
For what? Receipts for like every bag of garden peas bought in the shop. Every bottle of cordial bought in the shop. You want receipts for everything? You get a grip. Don't be so ridiculous.
No, I think it's a fair... And I think the vast majority of people listening to this would actually agree with me. In any walk of life, yeah? In business and stuff like that, even when our company that we run together,
yeah,
we keep receipts for everything.
Obviously.
To track what money is going on. And I think it is very reasonable. Maybe I'm way out there, guys.
You are way out
maybe
there.
I'm way out there.
That's a ridiculous suggestion. Should have to furnish him with receipts for everything she spends her money on. Absolutely not.
No, not everything she spends her money on, but just be able to keep receipts to say, okay, he has every right to know where that money is going. And by the way, I'd be the first to call him out if he's a deadbeat dad. I know from this fella's story he's not a deadbeat dad. He's not giving out about paying that money. Well, he's saying it's a bit high, but what he is saying...
No, he is. There's no way she should be getting $740 a month. That's what he said.
So
he's a tight bastard, basically. He can easily afford, with the job that he is in, he can easily afford to pay $740 quid a month.
That's not the issue I have.
There is no other issue. Kids cost at least that. At least that. And just to put in context, Jeremy, and I'm not going to go into it in detail, without being ordered by a court, I paid a lot more than that when my kids were younger.
The great separated father.
No, but I'm just saying, and you're talking 20 years ago, I was paying more than that $740 a month to my ex-wife for my kids because they cost money.
Well, I think the vast majority of people will actually agree with me because it's common sense. Make sure you know what is wrong. What is wrong without looking for receipts on the money spent?
It's such an insult.
It's actually not an insult.
But I want to know.
It's actually the opposite. What's the opposite of an insult?
So you want receipts for everything, all the food she buys in the supermarket.
Because she'd be paying for the food. But say, for instance, okay, this week, yeah,
Food is an expense for children.
But then, yeah, whatever the food, but the food costs this much. Nobody can argue with me because I'm making perfect sense. I always ask for receipts. So she should be able to, because I would hate to think if I was in that situation that the money wasn't going on the kids and that was funding her brand new iPhone that she was after buying.
That's her business. It's none of your business.
Oh, yes, it is. It's called child support.
Jeremy,
child support.
€85 per week per child, yeah?
It is called child support. Yeah, it is called child support.
Jeez, will you stop saying that? I know it's called child support. Children cost money.
I am not arguing with the amount of money. In fact...
Receipts. That's such an insult.
No, it's not. No, it's not. The first thing I said was that money seems fair enough.
Just leave it at that.
But I would want to know where...
It's none of your business.
Oh, it is when you're the father and it's your money.
No.
Oh, it absolutely is.
No. Okay, none of your business. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to give us your opinion, do you think €170 per week for the two kids is too much? Or maybe it's not enough?
I'm saying it's the right amount of money, receipts. That, and
but if it's the right amount of money, then why the receipts?
And everything is done on Revolut. On Revolut, yeah. Every you just put every receipt on Revolut and then send it to him, and then he can see, okay, well, this week,
no.
Okay, they had a...
She like, should say, not have to justify instance, what she's
week,
spending.
This week, two of my kids have school trips that they have to go on, yeah? So that would be very easy to do. School trip, €50. School trip, €50. Little Josh needed a new pair of runners. I bought them runners in Sports Direct, €30. And then... Sorry, by the way, hello? If you've nothing to hide, what is the problem with it?
I just find it so... Why should she have to answer to him about anything?
Because she's...
They're separated. They're exes.
Yeah, but she's happy to take the money, so...
Yeah, to pay for their kids. Our number is 0858252626.
I think you'll find that every single person will agree with me on
no,
this.
No, that she should provide receipts for the £740.
Yep.
And then what if she only comes up with €640 worth of receipts? Knock 100 quid off?
Within reason, though. But
why did you buy garden peas that were frozen? Why did you not buy fresh ones? Seriously. Just listen to yourself. Give your head a wobble, will you? Our number is 0858252626.
I honestly don't know what I have said that is bang out of order
it's
here.
Like, so insulting. It is so insulting.
Insulting to who? Insulting to who?
It's none of his business what she spends her money on.
It is his business. It is his. It's his money, and if the kids...
It's not his money. It's for the kids. It's for his children.
Claire wants to know: would you ask your partner for receipts if you were together? Well, I don't ask my partner for receipts. That's absolutely ridiculous. But if she goes out, say for instance last week, Claire, I don't know. Do you realize how marriages work? Last week she went out and she bought two football kits for her two girls. And when she came home that day, she said, I just bought two football kits. She bought them out of her own account, so I revoluted her half the money. That's how it works. So I'm not looking for receipts, but this is slightly different. This is a co-parenting situation where you have a couple that have split up, yeah? And he needs to know and has a right to know.
You're being absolutely ridiculous. Let me bring in your opinions on this, and we'll kick off with Vivian.
Hey, lads, I know you've messaged me to come on, but I can't come on this. But Jeremy, you'd obviously know you've never been through the courts. Things like school trips, medical expenses, Christmas, other expenses, they're called vouched expenses in a maintenance agreement. And they are paid separately from the weekly amount that he has to pay. So if she has to bring her kid to the doctor and it costs her £70, she sends him a receipt for that £70 and he pays her £35 extra on top of whatever the weekly amount is. That's normally how most court agreements work. If he got a court agreement where he has no vouched expenses, well, then he's getting a bargain for what he's paying for. So you really should educate yourself on how it works. Kids cost money. He made his kids himself. You dip the wick, you pay for the oil. I mean, seriously, get a grip.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Adrian. Who hurt him? What woman hurt him?
Yeah, what woman did hurt you?
Yeah, Naomi Super Man there loves the women and everything's just for the women. Jesus, Jeremy, come here, we can talk after the show if you want.
No, don't you? I wouldn't want to be taken for a ride by any woman.
Jeremy. There you go again. It's all a business transaction with
well,
you.
That's exactly,
life
no,
is
no.
just a business. No, the whole of life is.
Children aren't a business transaction.
But it sounds of things, his business transactions is that he met that poor woman that's his wife now. I mean, I say he had a schedule when he could actually have sex, when he could afford it, when the stock markets are just up, you know, that type of way. Like, do you literally, when you go home on a tourist and you get your paycheck, say, child number one, there's €12, child number two, there's €9. Is that how you
okay, first of all, no, this is not
life
a
business. Planned like this. Like, This isn't a plan.
This is not
like,
about. This is not about me, Jason. This is
it's
about.
It's always about you.
No, this is not about
you.
No, this is not about me. This is about a man wanting to know that the money that he is paying
none
towards his children. Oh, it is.
It is literally none of his business.
No, more than it's his business if she gets with another man and has him in the house. No, more than it's her business if he gets with another woman and has him in this business. I want to meet that partner that's got the person that's going to be meeting my kids. Do you know what a judge will tell you? Will you feck off? That's why she left you, because you're a gobshite. Well, it doesn't work like that, and especially in the family court for men. But let's go back to the crux of it. Why doesn't he ask for a paternity test first of all, and let's make sure the two kids are his?
Oh, Jesus.
Because we do know there's a bit of paternity fraud. I know you don't want to go down this road, Jeremy. You know that the women mightn't like you anymore. But no, there is. There's a lot of paternity fraud. So let's go down that road, catch a paternity test. If she's nothing to hide, she'll give it to him, won't she? Isn't that what you normally say? Isn't that what you normally say, Jeremy? If you've nothing to hide, you've nothing to fear. But let's go there. And if it is that, that is, he's getting off lightly.
Okay, do you think...
A lot more.
That's what I was about to say. Do you think that 170 a week for his two kids is extortionate?
It depends on the lifestyle that they're accustomed to. I mean, you must remember, you said about them have good jobs, yeah? So they have a good, say, a good income, okay? So them kids were probably brought up in a certain lifestyle where they have certain activities that cost a certain money. And she won't be able to manage that all on her own. And I mean, he doesn't mention a mortgage. Is the house mortgage? Is it rented? Is she paying her rent?
He doesn't actually say that.
So is she paying all the mortgage? You know, there's a lot of variables here that we got to get in. If it's 170 and that's it, he just walks away and the rest is hers, he's getting all fucking likely, Adrian.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We need an agency.
We need a proper agency set up that the kids' money goes into this and then it's not given to the mother, it's not given to the father, because there's a lot of that. I know a lot of lads that went into court and they were only handing over cash. And the person stood up and says, I never got anything. And the judge, well, mate, you didn't put it through the bank. We've no proof that you gave it to him. So therefore, we need a proper agency set up. It comes out of your social welfare payment or it comes out of your wages.
Yeah, no, I agree with that as well. And I'm amazed we haven't got a system like that in place here in Ireland. But you think 170 a week for the two kids is not extortionate?
No, as I said, it depends on their lifestyle. You know, that type of way. It really does. I mean, they probably brought up in that lifestyle where they had extra clip and they're used to that type of life. So you can't take that away in the case. Okay,
it's not extortionate as long as proof can be made.
You don't need proof, Jeremy. And who are you going to give these receipts to? You're going to walk into the judge.
No, 20 euro on lipstick.
I want that 20 euro.
Yeah, then that's exactly what Jeremy's getting
at. The judge wouldn't entertain that. He'd tell you to fuck off, Jeremy, and cop on. The world doesn't work like that.
No.
We all don't schedule everything from pisses to pills to sex to fucking children. You seem to have your whole life fucking scheduled.
No, I just think if I was in a situation where I was but I'm just thinking if I was in a situation where myself and my wife were not together and we were co-parenting and having to pay for things, it's imperative that you keep a receipt for everything.
You're talking like a fucking solicitor, you tell you to jog on. You say, Jeremy, now you put your little bag in your handbag and jog on.
Yeah, literally. I mean, you're making this a business transaction.
That's what it is.
It's not.
No, it's your children you're paying for.
No, so you are giving money to your ex-partner.
For your children.
You're paying for your children. Same way you don't babysit your own kids.
Oh, Jeremy does, though. He's actually said that on this podcast.
That's why I said it. You don't babysit your own kids, okay? You don't, you know, they're your kids. You're not giving your ex-wife money. You're giving your wife money so your kids can eat. So what if she spends all her money on drugs, drink, and fucking whatever, or batteries for her new special toy? That's her fucking business. You make sure you hand over your cash. It's done through the banks. Therefore, you wash your hands of it. If she decides not to spend it on the kids, but your record stops at the bank. She can't be going up on a Friday and handing you 36 receipts for 36 different things and you going through them like a fucking
I wouldn't be funding baby mama's lifestyle. Yes, you would be.
You'd be sitting in Mount Joy with all them other
guys. No. I wouldn't be funding bottomless brunch.
What makes you
bottomless
different?
Brunches and stuff like that. Because, again, Jeremy,
it is none of your business.
I wonder how we get out, Adrian, because I'd like to know how we get out because the prisons are fucking packed full of men that are figuring out how to get out of this. So how would you walk up to the judge and say no?
Sadly, there's nobody in prison for not paying maintenance. There should be, but there's very few people.
There is, very few and far between,
unfortunately. Stay there for a second. I want to bring in more of your opinions. Queeveen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you getting on, lads? It's pretty heated today, isn't it?
It is. It always is on this show.
Hang on, Queeveen. It's heated because people can't grasp basic stuff here.
Paying for your children is a business arrangement.
Jeremy, it's a rare occasion that I actually agree with you, right? This is one of very rare occasions that I agree with you, and I'll tell you why, okay? You get married and you have a couple of kids and then you have separation, right? What should automatically happen, unless there's a danger or abuse in any way, shape or form, what should automatically happen is, one, it should be 50-50 custody straight away, unless there's any concerns. It should be 50-50 custody, whatever way you walk it, or 50% time with each parent. Each parent has to pay for the kids on the time they're with them. When it comes to medical expenses, then there should be an account set up for health insurances and stuff like that that both contribute to it themselves every month and pay the bill on it. So 50-50 on that as well. Schools, same thing. I don't understand why we can bring people into the family court and beat them down financially and use it as abuse. And don't tell me it doesn't happen. It does. The bottom line is, all that arguing and all that fighting, all that does is traumatise kids. That's all it does.
You see, again, a lot of people believe that it is awful to hear somebody even scrimping and saving over child support. This guy earns a decent wage, and he's cribbing about 170 quid. And now, Jeremy and you are saying, well, actually, she should receive all for all that money.
No, I'm not saying she should be receiving everything. I'm not at all. All I'm saying is that before you get to the courts, okay, wouldn't it be a perfect world if you could sit down and say, right, well, look, the kids cost X amount a month, health insurance, school, extracurricular activities. Okay, let's set up a bank account, and it's going to cost, let's say for argument's sake, it's costing 500 a month. So we'll both put 250 a month into that. And then whatever the kids cost when they're with me, I'll pay for food, clothes, and so on and so forth, and you do it when they're with you. Does that not solve all problems? Does that not make life easy?
Except some couples, when they're said they don't want joint accounts of any sort, or he pays her a set amount of money as ordered by the court, and he's cribbing about it. I don't see the need. I don't see how he can crib that it doesn't cost 170 quid a week for two kids. I don't know how.
Okay, well,
the supermarket food bill would nearly be that, let alone anything else.
Okay, well, the supermarket food bill would be nearly that. What kind of access has he got to the children? What's he paying for when the children are with him? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no, he sees them at the weekends.
He sees them at the weekends, every weekend.
Yeah, so that's two out of seven days.
2 out of 7 days, right? You knock 20% off that 170 straight away. That's what it's going to cost him and more to have the kids with him on the weekend. So where does he get the support to have the kids on the weekend? Now, I'm assuming with that kind of maintenance payment, he's on a good income.
Yes, so, you know, they both are. They both are on decent income.
They're both on a decent income. So why is it a case of he has to pay that and he can't be, like, he's only giving the kids the weekend? Why is it a case of he's gone from being a full-time dad to being, okay, you can only have the kids on the weekend. Well, here, you're going to pay for them.
I don't know why that arrangement is in place. Maybe it's because of his work that he can't have them during the week. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. In some cases, that would be the fact that the father or the mother has certain work arrangements and they can't have the kids during the week and just at the weekend.
Well, I personally feel maintenance payments are used, not by all women, in fairness, I'm not going to say that, but I personally feel that the family court of maintenance is used as a way to beat down an ex.
I would agree with you. And I do believe that the courts allow people to be beaten down, like you just said, and also allow kids to be used as pawns and whatever. But that's another
100%.
That's another day's conversation. But as far as you're concerned, is 170 unreasonable?
It's not unreasonable depending on his income. If he can afford it, fair enough.
In what way are you agreeing with Jeremy that he should have to?
I'm agreeing with Jeremy
receipts?
That, you know, but not so much as in the receipts, but so much as in you shouldn't have to pay for the lifestyle of your ex. Yeah. And that's all that's going to contribute to. Because if they're if they're both on a decent income, right? So she has a decent income. Why does she need so much?
Exactly.
Punishment.
I said that to
punishment.
Well, hang on, Creevin. I said that to Jason that I wouldn't want to be paying for baby mammy's bottomless brunches with the girls.
Absolutely not.
And Jason's reply, because he's turned feminist all of a sudden, was, that's none of your business. None of your business.
No, I'm a realist, Jeremy. I'm a realist.
No,
man.
No, yeah.
I've been through the family court, Jeremy. I wasn't
Jason,
like,
Jason, can I ask you something?
Yeah, sorry. Can I tell you one thing about 50-50 custody? I was there. They won't give it because you're upset the kids too much. Unless the two of you can literally live in the same area and the kids ain't done taken from schools and their play group and their peers. Because I asked for 50-50 and because I was living in a different county, I didn't get it. So that's why they won't do it on most times. You know, that way it's just practice for the kids to live in the one house. That's just the law.
Well, it's not the law, because I have experience in that area. It's not the law.
I'd be very surprised if a judge would split a family like that 50-50. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It could. It's just when I asked for it, that was the excuse. The reason I was given by the judge, that it was, I asked, why didn't we do it? And he says, because we like to keep the kids in school. And if, you know, we didn't live in the same area, I'd have to bend them across the city or whatever. And it's just, it was, in, obviously said, incompatible with the kids' school and life.
It's incompatible with the kids. Right, so the situation didn't allow for it. Yeah,
that's the way you put it.
Okay.
Me, yeah.
So if you don't mind me asking you, right? And I heard you saying something earlier on before I came on. Let's just, I'm going to ask you this, right?
Yeah.
I heard you say it's none of your business if she has another man around the kids, and it's none of her business if she has another woman around the kids, and so on and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. What if that traumatizes the kids? What if that confuses the kids?
Right. What a judge will tell you, that's up to you two to sort out. I've been through this.
This is the point I'm trying to make. So you were very, very quick to jump on that it's none of your business, none of your business.
That's what they'll tell you.
Hold on. I have young kids, right?
Yeah.
I have young kids. And I have to be honest with you, I would be very, very uncomfortable in my head if there was a stranger around my kids. Now, I'm sure they might be all right, and there may not be any issues. But me, as a father, I would want to know. Honestly, if you just listen to what I'm saying, right? I couldn't care less, because that judge is sitting there looking at a foil. He's not looking at the situation. He's looking at a foil, and he's looking at what he's being told. You've been in the family court, and you go in that door, you're guilty from the word go. Before you even try to explain yourself.
You have to prove yourself. You have to prove yourself.
100%. So to me, in that situation, it doesn't make a difference what a judge says. At the end of the day, if you have young kids, and there's a stranger around your kids, you're telling me that doesn't matter and it's none of your business?
Okay, again, that is a different conversation for a different day on a different podcast.
It's none of your business.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Stay there for a second, both of you. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to give us your opinion on this. This is Mark.
So that works out at €9,360 a year. That's just paying for his half. Is there any parent out there who only spends that much on a child for a year? Food, clothes, school, just general life? Don't think so.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Jess has given us her opinion.
Can't come on, lads. But if he has 50-50 access, then he should only pay for the kids when he has them. He's seen them, he'll pay for them when he sees them. Why is she looking for more? Like, let's not be naive. There are a small amount of women out there who use the money on themselves rather than the children. So, yeah, no, I can understand his hesitation. Like I said, he'll pay for the kids when he has them, and if she doesn't like it. Well, then just grow the fuck up, then. That's what I have to say to her.
Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey.
Well, Elizabeth, what's your opinion on this? €170 a week, the court has ordered this man to pay for his two daughters. Is that too much?
Well, under the understanding I have that he does have them 50% of the time.
He has them he has them at the weekends. He has them on Friday and Saturday.
By the way, that is 50% of the time.
What? How can two days be 50%?
Saturday and Sunday two days out of seven is not half.
We all passed math class in high school,
didn't we?
No, that is 50% of the time.
How could it possibly be?
Because Monday to Friday, they're in school for X amount of hours, whereas at the weekend, they don't have school. So he literally has them full days Saturday, and so it's 50% of the time.
Okay, fine. She has them during school days. Great. Okay, so school lunches. Those are not cheap. The wear and tear on the clothing, that's not cheap. $180 a week for groceries for two growing children. I mean, I spend at least that a week, and I've got two children. Like, I mean, if you think about it, then the after school programs, then there's the lifting and laying for school. You got to spend your gas money going to and from. If she has a car, I'm sorry. If she doesn't, I'm sorry to assume. Going to and from school, picking them up every day. A child care, does he have to pay half of that too? Or does she have to take time out of her day and take care of the kids, you know, after school, or arrange somebody to watch them?
My understanding is that her mother actually minds the kids.
Yes,
is that right?
That we
do know the answer to. That's free health care.
Yeah.
And so you have to pay for food for her mom's house because they eat there. Does he contribute to the food that goes to her mom's house because she has to have food on hand for the kids, and that doesn't stay fresh all the time.
And so this is the point that I was trying to make earlier on. People are arguing that it doesn't cost €85 a week for a child.
I didn't say that.
Okay, other people are.
What about after school programs? Absolutely, you have to pay for those.
Okay, here's my thing about the whole receipts thing, which is completely logical, but you can't.
No, it's so stupid.
Get him a receipt.
So my thing is, if I was in a separated relationship, yeah, and I was giving my wife maintenance, which I would do because any person that doesn't is not a real father, and if I was paying X amount of maintenance, and my ex-wife rang me up and said, "By the way, next week your son Luke is going to Liverpool on a football trip," yeah. I would ask, well, fine, how much is that trip? Well, it's €500. And I would ask for evidence. Just show me how much it is.
Oh, yeah. The school website will have that.
Yeah, or if it doesn't have it, just send me the email. I won't pay for anything until I get. I mean, Adrian obviously just Daddy Warbucks here. He just throws money at people. I mean, that's what you.
And accountability. No, but sorry. Just
about Adrian. Adrian likes to go on like he's Daddy Warbucks. Oh, money, money, money. Kids want money, money. That's what Adrian thinks he is. I want when I'm handing over my hard earned money, I want receipts of where it's going and how much it costs. And if that makes me a bad person,
ask your wife for receipts for the football kits the other day?
No, because I trust. So she's my wife, but when
that's true.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, when I do it, my husband doesn't ask me for receipts. He knows if I'm paying for something for Susanna, I'm paying for something for my daughter.
Agent,
let me go back to the point. This guy is bullying that he's been ordered to pay €170 a week for his two kids. Do you think?
Yeah, but do we know about an offset? Do you know anything about an offset? If they make about the same money, they take the time. They're supposed to take the time and say 7 days a week. If you have them two, she has them five. You take that time and you offset the amount of money you pay towards each child because they're paying, you know, I'm paying for 5/7, you're paying for 2/7. You know, there's an offset that should be made into factor. I don't know if they do offsets, but I would have, and you know what? I am not against receipts because I could bring up my banking app right now and be like $180 a week. That's nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
I know. I agree.
You can't tell the mother, like if you see her getting her nails done or something like that, you can't just automatically assume she's spending the kids' money or something like that.
But some do.
Then, you know what? And those are crappy mothers, and that's fine. We're talking about this mother. We don't know. You know, I'm just saying there are women that do that. I've seen many in my many years of life. I know I'm just past 46 now.
Yeah, so. But there's this perception, Elizabeth, you are actually a logical person. There's this perception among a lot of women, that all women are brutally honest and yes, it's been proven many, many times on this podcast that a lot of women spend children's allowance on getting their nails done and their hair done and Botox.
Again, nobody's business.
Botox injection. Oh, here we go again. What I'm just trying to say is, Adrian, you're a bit of a clown.
A clown?
Yeah, you are a clown.
That's the level of debate
we're going to do. But you have to look into the fact that now he's making his children a pawn in fighting the mother. And you should never put your children in between anything that has to do with custody or money, because now he's doing the whole thing. And what he's doing is he's making an enemy of the mother, making an enemy of the kids, because that woman is going to start, if she hasn't already, bad talking the father. You need to create a cohabitation, co-parenting agreement.
But Elizabeth, I don't
do not speak ill.
But I don't think he would be angry if he knew where the money was going. And all of that would take is for her to show him the Revolut account and say, well, listen, last week, by the way, he shouldn't have to.
When you're in a separated arrangement, you shouldn't have to justify any penny you spend to anybody.
Yes, in a perfect world, Adrian, but this is not a perfect world. This is a logical world where people have been known to do bad things.
Accountability
is not against the law. You should be able to be accountable. And you know what? I could do it right now. Pull up my app and say, if my husband walked up to me right now and said, babe, I want to know where this much money went, because if I took it out of the account, I'll be like, here you go. Here's my receipts. And I would not have a single problem doing that.
I regularly talk about my mate who's a separated father. Well, he was never married, but him and his partner have two kids together. And I regularly talk about him on this podcast because he tells me all about the life of a separated father. And for the first 2 years that he broke up with his missus, yeah, have two kids together. And again, both preteens, the two kids were, they decided not to go to court. They didn't go to court, and they agreed between themselves on maintenance payments or child support payments. And I won't even get into what it was because it's his private business. Anyway, they had it set up that he would pay X amount of money every week. He did that for 2 years, but he didn't do it through his bank account because he was getting paid cash in hand for some work he was doing. So he was meeting her literally when he'd pick up the kids on a Saturday. He would hand her an envelope with X amount of money in the envelope, and that's how it was done. And she was happy with that, and he was happy with that, and the kids were happy, and everybody was happy. That went on for 2 years, and then something happened between the two of them. They had a row, and it ended up going to court and stuff like that. And this is the God honest truth, and I want you all to hear this because this is a warning to you. She stood up in court and denied ever getting that money for 2 years. And the court, as far
that's
as...
to be honest with you, this was mentioned earlier on by Jason, that's his own fault for having an arrangement like
because
that.
Because he didn't keep receipts, which takes me exactly back to the point, you should always keep receipts, especially...
No, but he was paying in cash.
Especially, and it doesn't matter, it's not illegal to pay someone in cash, but especially in a situation where you have an ex that can't stand your guts and his guts.
Can I just tell you, that's his own fault for not paying through a bank account.
Victim blaming.
No, for not paying through a bank account. He should have paid through a bank account. That is proof that she was paid.
It's also proof that women sometimes will lie about the money they got. He was stung 2 years. It was made out in court for two years he was a deadbeat dad when he was paying cash all the time.
It's his own fault for paying cash. Dirty looking gobshite. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Lots of messages coming in on this. Here's Martin.
Jesus, Jeremy, I didn't think you'd be this way on it at all. I think it's an all right sort of amount of money too, but you've got to put a caveat of that. It's coming up to the summer. There's going to be camps. They're probably going to want to go to them. He's probably going to have to fork out for that too, which I don't see an issue with, to be honest. But I agree with the sentiment from him that she might just go spend it on herself. I mean, we don't know her. Me, you, Adrian, we don't know her. Anyone listening here doesn't know her. There's only one man that knows her rightly, and that's the fella that had two kids with her. So maybe there's a good reason why he wants to know. Especially if she's got another jockey on the go. I mean, like, surely if they've moved in together and they're all happy families, I'm just saying that could be the case. Maybe they don't need that much money. And if he may be dead right to want receipts, especially if he's got another fella on the go. So yeah, it's good enough, but he has to chip in with a few other bits too. Like, can't just be that. They're his kids at the end of the day.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Fiona, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Fiona?
Hiya, Adrian. I just want to say, some mothers do just take the money for themselves. My dad raised me and he was forced to pay for my mum to come down from Belfast every week to come and see us, and she took the money and never came. So, yeah.
Lovely. Lovely. So what, you're saying that he could be, this guy paying 170 a week could be funding her lifestyle, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. I think there should be a partnership, equal rights.
But in this situation, okay, 170 quid a week, yeah? 170, yeah. Your shopping bill in most houses will be more than 170 quid a week to begin with, before you take into account anything else for two children. The shopping bill alone, you could expect to be about 170 or more a week. Would you not agree?
Yeah, but you still have to make cutbacks as well. If you can't afford it, don't go overboard. So my dad had to do it by himself, and he was able to do it, so, like, do you know what I mean?
So do you think 170 euro a week for two children is too much?
Well, like, I'm sure she has money coming in as well, like...
Yeah, no, they're both working, they're both on similar wages, they're both on reasonable wages, yeah? And the court ordered him to pay 170 quid a week for the two children. I would argue that that's not actually a huge amount of money. He can easily afford it, and I don't see what the problem is. Others are saying it's far too much.
It is, because everyone, like, I'm sure, or, yeah, woman, like you said, has the money coming in. So, like, she has a lot of money as well, for the boat, well, trade as well. So, like, you know, I think it's very selfish.
Going back then to your story, your dad paid your mother money to come and see you, and she never did.
No, she took the money and went to drink with her friends and everything.
And did you ever see her growing up?
Well, I have limited contact with her now, but that's about it.
But all through your childhood growing up, you had no contact, did you not?
Oh, no, she raised me until I was 11 and then she walked out.
Okay, so for all your teenage years, you had very little contact?
Yeah.
And now your relationship is strained by the sounds of it.
Yeah, of course it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm glad my dad raised me. He's the best dad ever.
That's lovely to hear. That's nice to hear you saying that. But, okay, so going back to the point, you believe that 170 is a bit generous for two kids. It's a bit too much. And he shouldn't have to be funding her lifestyle.
He takes the kids at the weekend as well, so does she pay for him when he has the kids at the weekend?
I'm sure she doesn't. No, it's the money is going in one direction.
Yeah, so like, who's helping him at the weekend?
He's paying for everything at the weekends. Again, I mean, I've heard of some cases where fathers are ordered to pay 20 or 30 quid, which is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
But in this case, I think 85 euro a week per child isn't ridiculous.
Well, sure, how old are the kids? Are they teenagers?
They're 6 and 8.
Teenagers.
All right, stay there for a second if you can, please. Let me bring in one final call on this, and that's you, Emma. You're on Opinions Matter. Sorry, Jeremy.
Just before you go to Emma, sorry for cutting across you there, Emma. What that girl Fiona's story tells you is what a lot of people don't want to hear, that sometimes women can be the deadbeat parents. It's not always the man.
I don't really agree.
And by the way, I have no time or respect for any parent who's a deadbeat parent, regardless of their gender. But does this perception out there among a lot of women that it's always the father and always the mother. And it's actually more shocking when you hear Fiona telling that story.
Mother walking
that
out.
Literally she would rather go on the piss than see her. And to be honest with you, I'd love to do a full podcast with you alone, because I don't know how you found the forgiveness in you to allow that woman back into your life. Do you, Adrian?
No, it must have been difficult, but it's very limited, isn't it, Fiona?
It is, yeah. And I don't forgive her.
And have you told her as much?
Oh, yes, she knows.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Emma. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
Hiya.
Well, Emma, what did you want to say on this? Fiona believes that 170 a week for the two kids is a bit much. What's your opinion on this?
I don't think it's a bit much at all. I've been through a 2-year court case, and in the end, it was just 60 euro for two teenage children.
Is that 60 each or 60 for both?
For both of them.
Exactly what I said a couple of minutes ago. God. 30 quid.
30 quid.
Yeah, no help with Christmas, no help with anything else, schooling or anything like that.
And as a matter of interest, does he work?
He is a senior in a construction site.
Okay.
And he stated to the judge how much he was getting, and nothing ever came of it. He was just allowed to pay the 30 per child.
He's on a decent wage.
Without saying what he earns, was it like good money?
Yeah.
Over 50 or under 50k a year?
I'm not sure. It's over 600 a week.
Okay, so it's...
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah,
it's all right.
And he was ordered to pay 30 euro per child.
Yeah, for two teenagers.
That's unbelievable. Jeez. And I'm sure those kids cost you a lot more than 60 quid a week.
They do, yes, absolutely. It's not, it wouldn't even cover the electricity.
Yeah.
And when that amount was issued by the courts, do you not have grounds to appeal and say, listen, George, you don't live in the real world. Teenagers are very expensive.
I tried, and we got to 2 years, and it was just a case of we can't get blood from a stone. He won't even pay the 60 euro a week. So I have to keep chasing him up for the arrears and summonsing him and going back and forth.
And what do you make of my opinion is not anti-woman or anti-separated mother, because separated parents do a really difficult job. But what do you make of my opinion that's after angering so many people about receipts? It's just to cover yourself, isn't it? To make sure...
Yeah, I do receipts. I think that's perfectly fine. I done them for the 2 years for the courts, but it didn't matter.
No, but Daddy Warbucks sitting beside me here was just...
No, I'm just saying you shouldn't have to answer in that way to your ex.
It's to cover everything.
No, it's not. It's ridiculous. But let me ask you...
I would do it for the bigger things now, not the small things. You know, like a McDonald's or something, I wouldn't count.
No,
but for the bigger things, I keep everything.
Yeah, but if it was a skiing trip for school or something like that, I certainly would want to know how much it was before I would hand over half the money. I think that's just fair to...
So in
yeah, no.
As regards to the 170 a week, I'm sure, I mean, that's money you could only dream of getting for your children. But you don't believe this guy has been hard done by. It's because people like him hear stories about you, like yours, that they think, oh, well, sure, why can't I just pay 30 quid a week?
Yeah, that's what it is. They see other people are getting away with it.
I mean, it is just disgraceful that that's all that the court ordered him to pay you for the kids. It really is. That's absolutely outrageous.
It is outrageous, yeah. And I'm just left now to deal with it, unless I want to keep going through courts, which is not fair on anyone.
I've never been in the family law courts. I never want to be in them. I believe it's a horrible place. Well, either of you, so relax.
No, but
there.
I've been in them with other people.
But like the judge that knowing that the income was what it was, they really don't live in the real world if they think that. Sorry, and originally when you came on, I thought it was 60 per child, and I was like, even that's a bit scabby.
But 60 a week for both.
But you really got the shit end of the stick, didn't you? Where it's... And the thing I always find about as well when it comes to... And I'm backsiding with women again on this one. When it comes to co-parenting and when it's a separated couple, the man does get off a lot easier because a man... It's a lot easier for a man... I often say this myself and my wife. We'd be having hypothetical conversations if we ever broke up. And I always said it'd be a lot easier for me to move on with a relationship because generally the kids stay with the mother and the father maybe has them at the weekend and stuff like that. And the mother is the mother is literally left with the brunt of things, having to do homework with the kids, having to get them to school in the morning while the father can go off. And I'm not saying that's happening in your ex-partner's.
It happened in my case.
Oh, Jesus, sorry, I didn't want to bring it up. Sorry for bringing it up.
Before I went to court, he told me he had got a new partner and she had kids, and he told me that his he had other things to pay for now.
Oh, geez.
So our kids didn't matter.
And just back to Damo, you were complaining about his €85
a
week.
By the way, can I just say, Emma, fair play to you for coming on and being so honest about that, and I wish you luck.
Thanks.
And get back on the dating scene. There's some nice men out there.
Yeah, I will eventually.
Daddy Warbucks, beside, he'll fund your lifestyle. Won't
yeah.
Thanks very much indeed, Emma. Sorry, I was about to say, because somebody just messaged us about this, her mother, we mentioned earlier on that her mother is minding the kids, collects them from school and whatever until the mother gets home from work.
Yep.
And as this message said, her mother is saving him a fortune on childcare, which she actually
saving them both a fortune.
Yeah, so he shouldn't be complaining. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah, you don't pay mother for childcare.
It could be an awful lot worse. That's a conversation actually for another day. Orla has been in touch with us.
A lot of dads seem to forget that other things have to be paid, like rent, mortgage, food, heating, electricity, TV, and other miscellaneous things. You can't actually, how can you say how much electricity the child has used, how much TV the child has used, how much heat? That's all in a household. You can't separate that.
Thank you very much indeed, Orla. Now, just before we go, we are giving away another Opinions Matter travel mug, our new merchandise. They're lovely. They're really lovely. Everybody wants them. We have a quick question for you.
Don't drink coffee?
Yep, absolutely. You can put tea in it.
Here is the question. During the podcast on several occasions, I referred to Adrian, comparing him to a fictional character. That's all you have to say. What character did I compare Adrian to? I called him a name about four times during the podcast, which is my new nickname for you, by the way.
You're grand. Okay.
No, that's a great
name. I don't
want
to be called that.
I think that's a great name.
No, you're grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can think of words to call you. So what was that fictional name I gave to Adrian during the podcast?
If you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, just send the answer to that question along with your name on WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Get your entry into us before 1 o'clock on Tuesday, the 3rd of March. Okay, 085-825-2626. Get your entries in as soon as you hear this podcast.
Hey, Columbus, it's Jenny and Bill from Simple Bath and Kitchen. Are you thinking about updating your bathroom or kitchen?
Don't call some big out-of-town franchise. We're local, top to bottom, right here in Columbus.
We know our city, we know the homes, and we always treat every project like it's our own.
On time, on budget, zero pressure. So you can actually enjoy your home.
Visit simplebathandkitchen.com today.
We make it simple for you.
That's simplebathandkitchen.com.
Simplebathandkitchen.com.